Chapter 4. The next morning I jolt from a deep sleep. Dirt clods thump against my bedroom window, and Cal is calling my name. When I pull up my shade, light spills into the room. I have to squint real hard to see Cal looking up at me from the ground. "Come on," he hollers. "You going to sleep all day?" It's only 8 in the morning. With Cal McKnight as my best friend, I don't need an alarm clock. His family has a morning routine. Everyone up by 6 a.m., no matter if it's summer. Beds made, breakfast eaten, dishes washed and put away, teeth brushed by 6:30, then on to the chore list attached to the refrigerator with a smiley face magnet. The list has 3 columns with each McKnight kid's name, except Wayne's, at the top. Kate, Billy, and Cal. Whenever I spend the night with Cal, I get thrown into their